Having already begun in Sydney on the 13th of September, the 2022 St. Ali Italian Film Festival is enchanting audiences across the city, not to mention Perth, Melbourne, Canberra, Adelaide, Brisbane, and Byron Bay, until the 12th of October. The festival is the largest public celebration of Italian cinema outside of Italy, and while film might be the centerpiece, Italian culture, language, music, and cuisine is embraced alongside each screening. In Sydney, it's presented by Palace Cinemas, and audiences can catch films at Palace Norton Street, Central, Verona, and Chauvel. I'm currently joined by Festival Director Elysia Zaccola to talk about this year's festival and ask a few questions. Elysia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, what would you say makes Italian cinema so distinct?
What makes Italian cinema so distinct? I think, you know, Italians just have a great eye, whether it comes to cinema or, you know, architecture, design. They're well known for just having a certain aesthetic and an eye for beauty, an eye for detail. And I think that can be seen from, you know, Italian films throughout the years. It's a long established filmmaking tradition and lots of amazing directors. So great stories, great performances. There's a lot that Italy has to offer.
Presented by the Italian Cultural Institute in Melbourne, a special set of this year's program is placing a spotlight on Naples, with many films having either been filmed there or featuring actors from the city. Why is Naples so significant in Italian screen culture?
Naples has just become a real powerhouse for Italian cinema. There's just so many talented, amazing directors and actors coming out of Naples, like Paolo Sorrentino, Mario Martone, and Tony Servillo. And so we decided, well, it actually was a theme that emerged after selecting the films and sort of looking at them. It just sort of jumped out at me that we had so many films that were, about Naples or set there or from Neapolitans or starring Neapolitans, that it just really emerged. It was like a theme that found me rather than me finding the theme. And of course, the highlight or one of my highlight of that particular sidebar is the film Nostalgia, which is the only Italian film that screened in competition in Cannes this year. And it's directed by Mario Martone. And it's starring Pier Francesco Favino as a man who's been out of Naples for the last 40 years. And he comes back and he just finds, you know, the atmosphere and everything from the city, his memories, his past, just pulling him back in. And he finds he can't leave.
Yeah, well, let me just quickly strike the following question about nostalgia from my record and quickly come up with another question about a different film. Let me ask about Bella Ciao. That was the first film that opened the festival this year. How would you say the two ends of Italy differ in their film output?
How do the two ends not differ? There are so many differences. I mean, how are there any similarities?
I'm coming up with this off the cuff here. It was a rough question.
Let me put it to you this way: it's kind of like Melbourne versus Sydney. Mm-hmm. It's a deeply embedded cultural rivalry there, that where there's really a lot of love, but also a lot of, you know, a lot of humor around it. The reason we thought that it was a good film to open with was because obviously we've had enough drama in our real lives for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. We thought that people needed a laugh, so we wanted to open with a comedy. And then when we saw this one, it just had so many of those quintessential Italian north-south jokes that we thought the local audiences would appreciate, because for Italians that know the differences between the north and the south, it'll definitely give them a big laugh. And for Australians, I think, you know, you can get, it's the same, it's like country versus city, or, you know, Australia versus New Zealand. It's that typical rivalry. So I think it's fun for everyone, and it's light humor. It's just, you know, it's escapism. It's let's go out and have a laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, as a part of a centenary retrospective, the festival is due to screen three films from controversial Italian director, I'm told, Pier Paolo Pasolini, namely Arabian Nights, The Canterbury Tales, and The Decameron. Of the dozen films he's directed, why were these the three you chose to feature?
These three, well, it's absolutely a really good question, because he's been hugely influential, made so many films, and he started, you know, with some of the greats. And he also started, he was well known in Italy as a intellectual and a poet long before he became a filmmaker. Mm. And so, you know, where to start? Our main focus is contemporary films. It's new films, but we want to tell the stories about Italy today. But then we do like to have a small retrospective to, you know, honour the greats of the past. And because it was the centenary of his birth, that's why we chose Pasolini. And because we just wanted to, you know, not it's not a full retrospective, it's just a snapshot or a capsule. We thought the three films that are known as the trilogy, that they're three literary adaptations of Pasolini's. So we thought that they told quite a nice story together as a trilogy.
Yeah, lastly, I was having a conversation with one of my producers who helped me kind of prepare for this interview, who's a big cinema buff, and he was talking to me about new Italian cinema and the kind of distinct voice that's coming up. I guess, first of all, what is new Italian cinema? And there are some prominent voices of that strand in this year's festival. Where is that sort of heading, do you think?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. New Italian cinema, I guess, you know, you have all these new and emerging voices and new talent telling stories about Italy as they see it today. And, I mean, I guess that's a director's job. It's what they've always done. They've always, you know, cinema is a reflection of society. Let me just think of one of the films that's a good example of that. I suppose new Italian cinema, I guess there's always Italian relationships. You know, it wouldn't be an Italian film festival without relationship dramas, and the festival's definitely got a lot of those. And I think that, you know, family is also a strong theme. So relationships, family, they're the themes emerging very strongly in new Italian cinema. And there's certainly, you know, films, you know, themes that are culturally important to Italians as well. Family is a very strong factor. And there seem to be a lot of movies in this year's lineup about romance and relationships and the breaking up of relationships. There's it's a relationship drama. Let me think. Oh, With or Without You. That's it. The relationship drama With or Without You is about a couple that instead of, you know, they've been together for a very long time and they get together with their friends at a dinner and they stand up and they're about to make an announcement. And, of course, everyone's like, oh, they're going to announce they're getting married. And instead they announce to their friends that they're breaking up. And everyone's very shocked because they've been together for so long.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Italy has been a very traditional place for a long time, and now it's, you know, it's really modernized. And, you know, before it was pretty taboo to get divorced in Italy, and now it's, you know, it's the changing face of the world, really, where relationships are harder to keep together, and that's reflected in some of the films this year.
Awesome. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for giving us the overview of this festival. It sounds fantastic, and we'll, of course, have details up on our website if people want to get tickets. It runs from, as I said, the 13th of September through to the 12th of October, so you've got plenty of time left to catch any of what's left to screen, and we'll have those details up there, as I said. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3. This is Drive. Stick around.